Welcome to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tonight, we've got Game 5 of the second stage of the Pacific League playoffs. The Chibolote Marines and Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks are tied at 2-2. Going into tonight's game, the clock strikes 6 o'clock, and we're just about ready to play ball. The pitching matchups tonight are going to be Sugiuchi for the Hawks and Serafini for the Marines. Sugiuchi's first pitch to Nishioka misses for ball one. The second pitch is grounded to third base. Batista up with the ball, throws to Zuleta at first, and we have one away. Next up is second baseman Hori. Hori returned to batting in the number 2 spot after batting in the number 9 slot last night. He takes first pitch for a called strike one. Hori batting 267 in the series. He was 2-for-3 last night. Next pitch misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third pitch is lifted to center field. Center fielder Omura comes in, but the ball bounces in front of him. Base hit. Hori gets himself a one-out base hit up the middle. And that will bring up the third batter, Fukuda, playing first base. Fukuda against Sugiuchi was hitless on the year. In game one against Sugiuchi, Fukuda struck out twice and flew out to left and doubled. Takes first pitch for strike one. Three hours from now, one of these two managers, Valentine Kontoku or Okontoku, will be moving to the Nippon Series to face the Hanshin Tigers. The second offering misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1 to Fukuda. Sugiuchi on the mound, starting for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. A throw over to first base, and Hori is back. The 1-1 pitch is in there at the knees for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Fukuda at the plate with a runner at first, one out. The fourth pitch misses for ball two, evening the count at 2-2 to Fukuda. I'm not sure that Lotte really wants to score first, as the team that scored first through stage one and stage two has lost all six games. The fifth pitch is grounded back up the middle to Sugiuchi, who turns, fires to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. So here in the top of the first inning, the Chivalote Marines get a base hit, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of half an inning, there is no score. Welcome back to Game 5 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs at Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will be sending up Kawasaki, Arakane, and Batista. For the Chivalote Marines, Sedafini gets the start tonight, and his first pitch to Kawasaki misses low for ball one. The second offering is over there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Sedafini faced Sugiuchi in the first game of this series through six innings and wasn't in the decision. Kawasaki steps out of the batter's box. Two strikes, one ball the count. And the fourth offering is swung on and fouled off. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Cetafini during the regular season was 11-4. The 2-strike, 1-ball pitch is swung on and fouled off. Kawasaki stays alive. 2 strikes, 1 ball remains the count. The Marines had 6 10-game winners on their roster. The next pitch gets past the shortstop and into left field for a base hit. The Hawks have their leadoff runner on board. Kawasaki batting .444 going into this game with a home run. Singles to lead off the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring up right fielder Arakane. Arakane started in game one of stage two. He attempts to bunt, but fails. For strike one. In game one, Arakane drew a base on balls, struck out, and drew a base on balls. Otherwise, he'd been used defensively. A throw over to first base. Kawasaki is back. The next pitch is bunted straight up toward the pitcher. Catcher Satozaki up with the ball, throws to first base, and the sacrifice is successful. So there's now one out, Kawasaki at second base. We're in the bottom of the first inning, there's no score. The Marines in the top of the first had a base hit, but a double play erased him. The first pitch to Batista is up in the strike zone, called strike one. The next pitch is swung on, and with fielder giving chase, the ball goes into the stands. 2 strikes, no balls. The third offering is lifted to left center. Franco comes over. as does Otsuka, and it's Otsuka making the catch in left center field for out number two. Kawasaki holding at second base. That'll bring up designated hitter Matsunaka. Matsunaka having a great deal of trouble this series. Takes the first pitch for ball one. While he's drawn a couple of walks and scored yesterday on Zudeta's home run after walking, he is 0 for 13 during stage two. He only had two base hits last year against the Cebu Lions as well. Regular season, he is unstoppable. But postseason is not Matsunaka's time of year. Takes the next pitch for strike one. 1-1 now the count. Zedafini's third pitch misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The next offering swung on and fouled off back to the backstop. Count evens up at 2-2 to Matsunaka. Zedafini on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. Kawasaki at second base with two down. Matsunaka, triple crown winner in 2004, double crown winner in 2005. RBIs and home runs. The 2-2 pitch is grounded to third base. Imaya up with the ball, throws to first in time. And Matsunaka is now 0-for-14 in stage two. So the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks get a runner as far as second base, but come up empty. At the end of one complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. We're in the rubber match between the Chibolote Marines and Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks in Stage 2 of the Pacific League World Series. The matches are even at 2-2. We're tied 0-0 here going to the top of the second inning. The Chibolote Marines will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6, Sabado, Satozaki, and Benny this inning. On the mound for the Hawks tonight is Sugiuchi. The first pitch to Sabado is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One strike, no balls to count. The second offering is swung on and lifted up to the right field line in foul territory. Zudeta is there to make the catch for out number one. So Sabado fouls out to Zudeta just behind the first base bag. And that'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Satozaki last night had a big home run that put the Marines up 2-1 in the fourth inning. He had also homered in game one against Sugiuchi. Sugiuchi's first pitch to him here misses for ball one. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering is pulled foul up the left field line. During the regular season, Satozaki hit 167 against Sugiuchi. The next pitch hits Satozaki. Dead ball. Hit him in the arm. But Satozaki shakes it off, heads up to first base. No problem there. That'll bring up left fielder Benny. Benny hit 500 against Sugiuchi on the year. And in game one, went went 0 for 2 with a base on balls in game one against Sugiuchi. The first pitch to Benny is in there for a called strike one. The second pitch misses up high for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. One of these two teams is going to be done for the season after this game. It's all or nothing tonight. The third offering misses up high. Taken by Benny, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. next pitch is swung on and fouled off. Catcher Matoba gave a little effort to try to catch the ball, but it wasn't lifted high enough. One out, runner at first base. The 2-2 pitch is lined right at second baseman Tori Goe, who quickly turns, fires to first, and catches Satozaki off the bag. Line drive to second base, and the Hawks turn their second inning-ending double play in two innings. After 1.5, we go to the second, bottom of the second, with no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the third inning, where the Marines are going to be sending up Imae, Franco, and Otsuka. The lineups for the two teams, or as many as I can get through before we come back to radio coverage. For the Chibolote Marines, Nishioka leads off, playing short. Hori is playing second, batting second. Fukuda bats third, playing first base. Sabado is in right field, batting fourth. Satozaki bats fifth, behind the plate. Benny is in left field, batting sixth. Imae plays third base, batting seventh. Franco bats eighth and is the designated hitter. And Otsuka is starting in center, batting ninth. We're at the second inning, bottom of the second, sorry. And Zudeta takes the first pitch for strike one. The next two pitches miss for balls. One strike, two balls the count. Word is that Hori injured himself there during that last play where he was doubled off of first. Or, no, not where he was doubled off of first. That was Satozaki. We have a new second baseman. The fourth pitch misses for ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Hayazaka comes in replacing Hori, who had some sort of accident in between innings. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but if I hear any more information, I'll pass it on. Zuretta swings and misses at the next pitch, bringing the count full. Zuretta leading off the bottom of the second inning. And the Shobu pitch by Setafini misses for ball four. So the Hawks have the leadoff runner on again, two innings in a row. And that'll bring up left fielder Cabrera. Cabrera in game two hit a full count pitch over the left field fence against Setafini, his first at bat. And he batted 500 against Setafini during the regular season. The first pitch to Cabrera misses up high, ball one. Zuleta led off the inning with a base on balls, Cabrera batting. The next pitch is lined to left field. The ball bounces in there. It's fair. Zuleta around second, heads into third. And Cabrera into second base with a stand-up double. Cabrera line drive to left field for a double, putting runners at second and third with nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up center fielder Omuda. No out. Runners at second and third. Infield comes in. The first pitch to Omuda is swung on, a miss. Strike one. The Marines don't want to give up even one run this game. Usually, so early in the game, you'd concede a run. The second offering misses for ball one, 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch to Omuda, swung on, a miss, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off by Omuda. Count remains two strikes, one ball. Runners at second and third. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Hawks looking to score first. They're in prime position to do so. The fourth pitch is swung on, a miss. Strike three. That's the first strikeout of the evening by either team. And that'll bring up second baseman Torigoe, batting number eight in the lineup. Tori Goet against Cetafini during the regular season, batted 250. In game one, he was 0 for 2 against Cetafini. Ten-year veteran of the Hawks. And he grabs the ball, first pitch up the first base line, but foul. Infield still in for the Marines. The second offering gets past catcher Satozaki. Torigoe is appealing that the ball hit him. Okantoku comes out and says, the ball hit him! But the umpire didn't seem to think so. It doesn't sound like the call is going to be changed this time. The umpire did not see that as a dead ball. So the count is now 1-1 to Torigoe. Zudeta led off the inning with a base on balls. Cabrera followed with a double to left. One out now. Runners at second and third. The third offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The next pitch is hit to left field. This is deep enough. Left fielder Benny makes the catch. The throw back is cut off. Sacrifice fly to left by Torigoe, and the Hawks take a 1-0 lead. And now something's going on at home. It doesn't sound like a big problem. So Zudeta scores on the sacrifice fly by Torigoe. It sounds like Zudeta and catcher Satozaki might have had a little something to say that between them, but the throw didn't make it home, so if Satozaki was in his way, maybe Zudeta kind of went out of his way to touch Satozaki. Not exactly sure. We don't have television for another 20 minutes. The first pitch to catcher Matoba misses for ball one. We've got two down, runner at second base. Tonight, Tokyo TV Network will be broadcasting the game starting at 7 o'clock. It's now 6:40, Japan Standard Time. The next offering is lined to right field, but cutting foul. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball, to catcher Motoba, batting in the number 9 slot. Sedafini on the mound for the Chivalote Marines. Two strikes, one ball the count. Runner at second base, two down. One run in for the Hawks so far this inning. The fourth offering is in the dirt. Ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The Hawks have a 1-0 lead. Base on balls comes back to haunt Sedafini here. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and foul back. Count remains 2-2. The Marines have had a base runner in both innings, but a double play erased both. For the Hawks, though, they take advantage of the leadoff base on balls. The next pitch misses for ball three, bringing the count full to Motoba. The 2-2 pitch is swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the second strikeout for Sedafini in this inning and on the evening. But a leadoff base on balls to Zedetta, double by Cabrera, and sacrifice fly by Torigoe puts the Hawks on the board first after two complete innings now. The Hawks lead by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a full house at Fukuoka Dome this Monday night for Game 5 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks strike first in the bottom of the second inning. leading by a score of 1-0. We'll see the bottom of the order for the Marines this inning, Imaya, Franco, and Otsuka. Imaya, out of P.L. Gakuin, will be leading off. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off. Strike one. News of Hori is coming in. While in the field during the first inning, perhaps for the line drive. Oh, wait. Covering first during Arakane's sacrifice bunt, maybe? After taking a ball, Imaya takes strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Hori felt a pull in his back. Lower back pain while in the field. He's icing his back in the locker room. The next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the first out of the third inning and the first strikeout for Sugiuchi tonight. That'll bring up designated hitter Franco batting in the number 8 slot. Imaya goes down swinging to lead off the inning. Franco lines the first offering by Sugiuchi into center field. One bound, base hit. So Franco, one out base runner, is on board. In fact, in the first inning, Hori singled to center with one out and was doubled off. In the second inning, Satozaki was hit by a pitch with one out and was doubled off. Now Franco with one out singles to center. We'll see what Otsuka does to move him along. Number 9, Otsuka at the plate. The first pitch. Misses up high, ball one. The second offering. A slow curve in there for strike one. One and one the count. Runner at first base, one out. Otsuka the batter for the Marines, trailing by a score of 1-0. The third offering is up in the strike zone, called strike two. Two strikes, one ball now, the count to center fielder Otsuka. The fourth pitch, swung on and fouled off. Otsuka stays alive. Here in the bottom of the third inning. The fifth offering is Swung on a Miss, strike three. That's the second strikeout this inning for Sugiuchi, and the second strikeout of the night. Matching Serafini. That'll bring us to the top of the order in Nishioka, the Marines shortstop. The first offering to Nishioka, a slow curve missing for ball one. The second offering is swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Nishioka up to bat. Runner at first base. Two down here in the top of the third inning. Chibolote Marines down by a run. 1-0 in favor of the Hawks. Nishioka has 5 hits in this series. The next pitch is lined up the third base side, but foul. Two strikes, one ball the count to Nishioka. The fourth offering misses for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The next pitch is lined to left center. It's going to be difficult, but center fielder Omura is there to make the catch for out number three. So the Marines get a one-out base hit and actually manage to strand a runner this inning. At the end of 2.5, the Marines trail this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will be sending up the top of the order, Kawasaki, Arakane, and Batista. The Hawks starting lineup for tonight is Kawasaki playing short and batting first. Arakane starts in right field, batting second. Batista plays third, batting third. Matsunaka, the designated hitter, bats fourth. Zuneta bats fifth, playing first base. Cabrera bats sixth in left field. Omura is in center field, batting seventh. Torigoe bats eighth and plays second. And behind the plate is Matoba, batting ninth. On the mound is Sugiuchi. The first pitch by Serafini to Kawasaki misses for ball one here in the bottom of the third inning. Kawasaki at the plate. He singled in the first inning. The next pitch, I guess the first pitch was a strike. The next pitch is a ball, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. Kawasaki has been very effective this series, raising his average to 500 with a single in the first. Next pitch is in there for a called strike two, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off by Kawasaki. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is hit into center field. The ball is in there. Base hit. Kawasaki has a pair of hits tonight. And the leadoff runner for the Hawks is on board for the third consecutive inning. We're in the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up Arakane. Arakane has sacrificed. Kawasaki to second, his first at bat. Arakane showing bunt. The first pitch is taken for strike one. Arakane pulls back, but takes the first pitch for a strike. The next pitch is bunted back up the middle. Serafini up with the ball, looks at second, throws to first. In time for out number one, the sacrifice is successful again. So we've got a replay of the first inning. Single by Kawasaki, followed by a sacrifice bunt by Arakane. That'll bring up third baseman Batista. Batista in the first inning flew out to center fielder Otsuka in left center. The first pitch to Batista misses for ball one. clock strikes 7. And Batista fouls the next pitch off, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering to Batista is swung on and fouled off. 2 strikes, 1 ball, now the count. The Hawks have a runner at second base, 1 away. Batista batting here in the bottom of the third inning. The Hawks up by a score of 1-0. The next pitch is swung on a miss, strike 3. Batista goes down swinging for the second out. That's Cetofini's 3rd strikeout on the night. And that'll bring up designated hitter Matsunaka. Matsunaka, 0-for-14 in the series. The first pitch is in there for a called strike 1. He's not going to get any sweeter pitch than that one. The second offering taken for ball 1. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch by Cetofini. A slider misses outside and low, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls, now the count. The 4th pitch is swung on a miss, strike 2. Matsunaka is first at bat tonight, grounded out to Imai at 3rd. Cetofini's 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. Imaya gives chase, but that ball is up into the stands. Matsunaka, 0-for-14 so far. 2-2 the count. 2 down. Runner at second base here in the bottom of the third inning. Hawks up by 1. The next pitch is reached for and poked into left field. Fair! That ball's going into the corner. Kawasaki rounds 3rd, heads into home. And Matsunaka has himself an RBI double for his first hit in this series. Kawasaki scores from second base. As Matsunaka finally gets a base hit. That'll bring up Zunetta. Matsunaka, his first base hit of the series, a RBI double. The first pitch to Zunetta misses inside. Ball one. Matsunaka, the home run king and RBI king this season, has really struggled throughout stage two, both last year and this year. The second offering misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Zunetta. Zunetta led off the second inning with a base on balls. Serafini, end of the windup, and the pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Matsunaka getting his first hit in his 18th plate appearance. The next pitch swung on and missed by Zunetta, 2-2. That was a big swing by Zunetta. Hawks now up by a score of 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. The 2-2 pitch is lifted up high to the right side. First baseman Fukuda calls for the ball, and in fair territory makes the catch for out number three. But not before Matsunaka finally comes through with a RBI double, driving in Kawasaki from second. At the end of three complete now, the Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome, where the Hawks take a 2-0 lead in the third inning of Game 5 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs. We're going to the top of the fourth inning, where we'll see Hayazaka leading off his first at-bat of the game. He takes the first pitch by Sugiuchi for strike one. Fukuda follows then Sabado this inning. The second offering misses for ball two. Ayazaka came into the game defensively in the second inning after Hori strained his lower back. The second offering is a high bound to the left side. The high bound, it was a very high bound to the third base side. Zuleta waited for the ball to come down. When it finally did, he threw to first, and not in time. Hayazaka safe at first base with an infield hit. This is one of the things about man-made infields. The ball will bounce really hard if it's hit straight down. And the ball took a very high bound here. Zuleta had nothing to do but wait for the ball to come down. But no matter how quickly he fielded and threw, it was not in time to get Hayazaka. Fukuda now at the plate. And Sugiuchi throws over to first. Fukuda grounded into a 1-6-3 double play his first at bat. The first pitch is in there for a called strike one. The Marines have a runner at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Second offering by Sugiuchi misses. Down low over the outside part of the strike zone. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Fukuda the batter. Hayazaka at first base. The third pitch. It looks like it hits the batter on the right shoulder. Yes, this is the second dead ball this game by Sugiuchi. He hit Satozaki in the second inning. This was Fukuda's second at bat. He had grounded into a double play his first. And he becomes the second hit batsman by Sugiuchi. Pitching coach heads out to have a word with Sugiuchi. Fukuda stretches out a little bit, stretching that shoulder muscle that was hit. The Hawk pitching coach is done, heads back to the dugout. And that'll bring up right fielder Sabado. Sabado fouled out to Zuleta at first, his first at bat. The Marines took two games in a row against the Lions in Stage 1, took the first two games here in Stage 2, and were leading 4-0 going to the bottom of the ninth against the Hawks in Game 3. Sugiuchi motions toward second base, bringing Hayazaka back. The Hawks, though, came back with 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth in Game 3 and came from behind with a 2-run home run by Zuleta. yesterday in Game 4 to take the next two. The first pitch to Sabato misses low and away, ball one. The second offering misses inside and low. Appeal to first base. Says Sabato did not swing. No strikes. Two balls the count. We have nobody out. Runners at first and second here in the top of the fourth inning. The Marines down 2-0. Lotte has two hits this game, but have only stranded one base runner. Or actually three hits. They have one hit this inning. The next pitch is grounded to shortstop Kawasaki, who throws to second for one. The relay to first is just in time. Double play. That's the third double play in four innings turned by the Hawks. But that brings Hayazaka to third base. The third double play puts runner at third base with two down now. Satozaki at the plate. Sugiuchi's first pitch to Satozaki misses for ball one. Satozaki yesterday hit a home run to put the Marines up 2-1 at the time. The second pitch is lifted to the right side. First baseman Zanetta in front of the first base dugout makes the catch for out number three. The Marines had runners at first and second, nobody out, but come up empty yet again here in the fourth. It was the Hawks who had trouble getting that one last hit. Tonight, it's the Marines. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning, the Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning, where the Hawks will be sending up Cabrera, Omuna, and Torigoe. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the order. The Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. A sacrifice fly by Torigoe in the second started the scoring. And Matsunaka, his first hit in 18 plate appearances, a double to the left field corner, gave the Hawks their second run. Cabrera swings and lines the first pitch into the right field corner. Right fielder Sabato fields the ball, throws it into second, and Cabrera is in there head first with a leadoff double here in the fourth. Serafini on the mound for the Hawks tonight. Allowing the first runner in every game, or in every inning, to reach base. Omuna bunts the first ball foul up the third base side. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks up by a score of 2-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Cabrera leads off the inning with a double to the right field corner. Omuna showing bunt. The second pitch, bunted foul. Two strikes, no balls. This second bunt attempt goes back to the backstop. Satozaki ran back to field the ball, appealing that it was a bunt, but Okantoku didn't think that he got a piece of it. The replay, I couldn't really tell if he did or not. Nonetheless, Omura isn't arguing the play. The third pitch, ooh, a good pitch, but Omuna backs away like he thought it was going to hit him. I think it was a curveball that went over the plate. Omuna was still showing bunt, bailing out of the curveball, called ball two, maybe a little high. So Omuna still trying to bunt Cabrera over to third. Still showing bunt with two strikes, one ball. The fourth offering misses low and away, ball two. 2-2 now the count to Omuna. Omuna 2-for-7 in the series. The third pitch is bunted up the first base side. Serafini fields the ball, throws to first in time, and the sacrifice is successful. So Omura, with two strikes on him, manages to lay down a bunt up the first base line. That's the third sacrifice bunt that has been successful for the Hawks. For the Marines last night, Otsuka's failed sacrifice bunt in the fifth inning with runners at first and second really hurt their rally there. Nonetheless, with the runner at third base now and one out, Tony Goy comes up and fouls the first pitch off. One quick strike on Tony Goy. In the second inning, hit a sacrifice fly to left to score Zudetta. Once again, he's up with a runner at third base. And one out. The next pitch misses outside. Satozaki grabs the ball and starts to throw to third, but holds on. Feeling Cabrera is a little too far off the bag. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Two runs is looking to be tough to overcome for the Marines. And the Hawks trying to add an insurance run. Tony Goet, the batter. One out. Cabrera at third base. The next pitch, way up high, evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Tony Goy goes down swinging for Cetafini's fourth strikeout victim of the night. That'll bring up catcher Matoba. Matoba struck out swinging his first at bat in the second. Two down, runner at third base here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Hawks. Cetafini's first pitch misses up high. Ball one. Matoba 1-11 in the series. The first pitch, second pitch is in there for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. For the Hawks, they scored first in the second inning when Zudetta led off with a base on balls. Cabrera doubled him to third. And Tony Goet, one out later, sacrificed Zudetta home. The second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop and into the stands. In the third inning, Kawasaki led off with a single up the middle. Arakane sacrificed him to second. And after Batista struck out, Matsunaka doubled Kawasaki home to put the Hawks up 2-0. The fourth offering misses up high, evening the count at 2-2. Cetafini is throwing an awful lot of pitches tonight. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The next pitch, and Mataba fails to hold up. Striking out for the second time tonight, the fifth strikeout victim of Cetafini. And the fourth inning is done. The Hawks get Cabrera as far as third base with one out, but no further. At the end of four complete, though, the Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Espe, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning here in Game 5 of the Pacific League Stage 2 playoffs. The Marines will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8, Benny, Imae, and Franco. The Marines so far have no runs on 3 hits and have stranded 2. The Hawks, 2 runs on 5 hits, and they have stranded 4 through 4 complete. Sugiuchi on the mound, and the first pitch to Benny is lifted to right field. Right fielder Arakane comes in a few steps and makes a catch for out number 1. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. Imae struck out swinging his first at bat. One of just 2 strikeouts by Sugiuchi tonight. The first pitch, Imae showing bunt, takes it for ball 1. Imae trying to get something going for the Marines. The second pitch is lifted to center fly. Omuna doesn't have to move much in center as he has him fielded perfectly. And he takes the ball in for out number 2. So Sugiuchi, 3 pitches and 2 outs here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up designated hitter Franco. Franco singled to center his first at bat. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The Hawks leading by a score of 2-0. The first pitch is grounded up the middle, right of second base, and through into center field for a base hit. Franco, Two at-bats, two base hits to center. That'll bring up number 9 batting, center fielder Otsuka. During the regular season, Franco was 3-for-6 against Sugiuchi, and he's 2-for-2 against Sugiuchi tonight. Otsuka commented before the game that if they lose, he can't return to Tokyo. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off back to the backstop. Otsuka 2-for-10 in the series. Takes the next pitch down low. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Otsuka was 2-for-4. Against Sugiuchi. The next pitch is fouled off. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Next offering, misses up high ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Hawks lead by a score of 2-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Franco had a two-out base hit to center. Otsuka up to bat. And the next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Otsuka goes down swinging twice tonight against Sugiuchi, becoming strikeout victims number 2 and 3. So, going to the bottom of the fifth, the Marines still trail by 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. The Hawks will be sending up their number one batter, Kawasaki, followed by Arakane and Batista. Kawasaki is 2-for-2 so far tonight. Led off both the first and third innings with singles. He scored in the third inning when Matsunaka doubled to the corner and left. The first pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Hayazaka has the ball, throws to first in time. One pitch, one out here in the fifth. That'll bring up right fielder Arakane. Hayazaka came into the game defensively in the second inning after Hori had pulled his lower back or strained his lower back in the field in the first. The first pitch to Arakane is right down the middle for a called strike one. Serafini, next offering just misses, evening the count at 1-1. The third pitch catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Arakane. The fourth offering, one bounder to Satozaki, taken for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. They've got public viewing at Chiba Marine Stadium again tonight. Fifth pitch misses way up and away, ball three. Two strikes, three balls, now the count. Fans braving the rain in Chiba. Next pitch, and first base umpire says Arakane swung. Arakane fails to hold up his swing, becomes strikeout victim number six to Serafini. Serafini has struck out at least one in all but the first inning. He's thrown 85 pitches so far. The first pitch to Batista is in there for a called strike one. Batista has a very wide open stance. The second offering misses outside. Ball one, 1-1 the count. The third pitch misses low and away with a changeup, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. Matsunaka on deck. The next pitch swung on a miss by Batista, evening the count at 2-2. Batista 1-for-3 against Serafini. 0-for-2 tonight. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to right center. The center fielder comes over. Right fielder Sabato also there. And it's Sabato who takes the ball in for out number 3. And for the first time tonight, the Hawks go down in order here in the fifth. After five complete, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines, here in the sixth inning, will be at the top of their order in Nishioka, Hayazaka, and Fukuda. Report in from Chiba Marine Stadium. They've got about 80% capacity of people braving the rain. It had rained at one point in the fourth inning. Still, the fans are coming out, hoping to watch the Marines clinch. Sugiuchi's first pitch of the sixth inning to Nishioka is in there for a called strike one. The second offering, grounded to the left side and through, past the diving Batista into left field for a base hit. So the Marines get their leadoff runner on. This is the second time they've had the leadoff runner on this game. And next up is Hayazaka. Hayazaka came in for Hori defensively in the second inning, after Hori strained his back in the field. Sugiuchi's first pitch misses inside, ball one. At first base, Nishioka, a serious threat to steal, stole 41 bases during the regular season and has stolen 4 bases over the last 2 games. The second pitch with Nishioka on the move. Nishioka slides in head first, way ahead of the throw. Nishioka has himself his fifth stolen base of the series. Runner at second base now. Nobody out. Is this going to get the Marines into rally mode? The second pitch was taken for strike one, by the way. Hayazaka at the plate, 1-1 the count. The third offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Hayazaka singled his first at bat. A high bounder to third base. The fourth offering, way up high. Evening the count at 2-2. Sugiuchi comes set, checks the runner at second. And Nishioka running again on the pitch. But Hayazaka fouls that pitch off. And Nishioka would have had that base swiped had Hayazaka taken it. But it would have been strike three had he done so. So back to second goes Nishioka. That'll make Sugiuchi a little more aware of the runner of second base. And Sugiuchi steps off the mound. Steps back onto the rubber. Comes set. And the next pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. One away. Slider gets Hayazaka looking for out number one. That's Sugiuchi's fourth strikeout of the night. And we'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. Fukuda batting 300. The first pitch misses up high. Ball one. Fukuda grounded into a double play his first at bat and was hit by a pitch his second. The second pitch swung on and hit up the middle. One bound, two bounds, the ball goes to the fence. Nishioka rounds third and slowly into home for the Marines' first run of the game. Fukuda, an RBI double to center. And we have ourselves a one-run ball game. The Chibolote Marines now trail by a score of 1-2 here in the top of the sixth inning as they're finally able to put two hits together. that'll bring up right fielder Sabado. Sabado is 0 for 2. He fouled out to Zuleta and grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. The first pitch to Sabado misses inside, ball one. Sabado batting 186 in stage two. But when he's gotten a hit, it's counted for the Marines. The next pitch is lifted to the right side. Zuleta in foul territory. Makes the catch and drops the ball. I think the umpire is ruling that he dropped the ball while going to throw it. So he had control of the ball when he caught the ball. He dropped it when he went to throw the ball. It's a foul out. For Sabado, his second foul out to Zuleta. This game for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Satozaki was hit by a pitch and fouled out to Zuleta. Zuleta's had a bit of work tonight there in foul territory. He's got two home runs so far this series. The first pitch is fouled off the grip end of the bat. Satozaki doesn't swing, but the ball instead hits just below his hands on the bat handle. High inside pitch. Sugiuchi's second offering. Swung on and hit deep to center field, but not deep enough. Center fielder Omuna takes a couple steps over toward left and makes the catch. For out number three. But not before the Chibolote Marines put together a pair of base hits, including an RBI double by Fukuda. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Hawks' lead has been cut in half. They now lead by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The clock strikes 8 o'clock here in Japan. We've been going on for 2 hours now. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Matsunaka with a big RBI double to break his hitless streak in the third inning. Leads off the sixth, taking ball one from Cetafini. Matsunaka grounded out to third, then doubled over third baseman's head tonight. And the second offering is grounded up the right side. Fukuda deep at first base, fields the ball, and takes it to first base himself for out number one. Still, Matsunaka has got to be feeling much relieved, finally coming through with a hit there in the third inning. That'll bring up Zureta. Zureta, big swing and a foul ball back over the backstop. Zureta, in the second inning, led off the inning drawing a base on balls. Advanced to third on Cabrera's double to left. And scored when Torigoe hit a sacrifice fly to left. The second offering swung on and fell directly back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on the big samurai. Akirame nai is what Zureta says. Don't give up. And that's the Hawks' attitude these past couple of games. Third pitch, curveball, fouled back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Yesterday, Zureta hitting two home runs, driving in all three runs for the Hawks in their 3-2 win of Game 4. The next pitch, grounded to Nishioka on a hop. The throw to first is in time. And we have two outs. That'll bring up Cabrera. Cabrera doubled to the right field corner to lead off the fourth inning, but was stranded at third base. He also doubled to left his first at bat in the second inning, which had brought Zureta over to third base, setting him up to score. The first pitch misses up high, ball one. So Cabrera, two doubles so far tonight. After Cabrera's double in the fourth inning, Cetafini has retired the next eight batters in a row. Second pitch is in there for strike one. 1-1 now the count. Like yesterday, Kobayashi Hiroyuki, after giving up that second home run to Zureta, he retired the next 15 batters he faced, but got the loss. The next pitch is lifted to center field. Center fielder Hayazaka going out. Center fielder Otsuka coming in. And it's Hayazaka who makes the catch in shallow center field for out number three. So that's nine batters in a row retired for Cetafini after Cabrera's double in the fourth. And Okantoku comes out. I think we've seen all of Sugiuchi. We're going into the setter-uppers for the Hawks. And at the end of six complete, the Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Yoshitake comes in to pitch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Here in this sixth inning, he'll face numbers 6, 7, and 8. In the Marine order, Benny, Imae, and Franco. Benny so far today has grounded into a double play, or lined into a double play, rather. He lined the ball directly at the second baseman in the second inning, who was able to double up Satozaki off from first base. And he flew out to right. Yoshitake finishes up his warm-up pitches. And Benny steps in, right-handed batter, facing right-handed pitcher. Sugiuchi gave up one run on six hits. Through six innings, and Yoshitake's first pitch to Benny, misses outside, ball one. Sugiuchi struck out four, did not give up a base on balls, but did hit two Marines. The next pitch is lifted high behind the second base bag, and it is shallow center field. It's second baseman Torigoe making the call and the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Imae. Imae so far has struck out swinging and flown out to center. Benny has four RBIs in the series, but hitless in three tries so far tonight. Imae stands in, right-handed batter. Yoshitake, pitching from the stretch, misses the first pitch for ball one. Yoshitake on the mound, second pitcher for the Hawks tonight. The second pitch is right down the middle for a called strike one. 1-1 the count. A slider coming into Imae. The third pitch is swung on and hit. One bound, two bound to center field. Base hit. Imae gets his first hit of the night. And the Marines have a one-out base runner on board again. That'll bring up designated hitter Franco. Franco is 2-for-2 tonight. Two singles to center. Franco coming up for the first time with a runner on. The last pitch by Yoshitake to Imae was right in there. The first pitch catches the outside part of the plate to the left-handed Franco for a called strike one. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-1. Next pitch. Over the outside part of the plate, strike two. Franco thought it might have been a little high, but it looked like a good pitch from here. SoftBank fans getting ready to release their balloons in anticipation of the Hawks' lucky seven. The Marines, though, trying to get something going here. Down by a run. In the top of the seventh, runner at first base. One out. The next pitch misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. Yoshitake comes set and throws over to first base. Imae back standing up. Yoshitake comes set. And the pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. The ball inside at Franco's shins. But, swing and a miss. That's Yoshitake's first strikeout of the night. The fifth Marine to go down on strikes. And that'll bring up center fielder Otsuka, who has struck out swinging twice so far tonight. Runner still at first base, two out now. And we'll have pinch hitter Lee Sonyeob and Mise is coming in to face him. J. This is the fifth game in a row Misei is appearing in. So Lee has been called in as the pinch hitter for center fielder Otsuka. And Misei is coming in to pitch for the Hawks. I'll take a short break. When Misei finishes warm-up pitches, we'll be back to action. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Marines trailing by a score of 1-2. Runner at first base and two down. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to have a pinch hitter for the pinch hitter. Kakiuchi comes in to pinch hit for Lee. The first pitch by Misei to Kakiuchi misses for ball one. The second offering swung on and hit to left center. This ball is in there, base hit. Imae round second, heads into third, head sliding, just in front of the throw, safe! Kakiuchi comes through with a base hit to left field, moving Imaya from first to third. So the Marines have a runner in scoring position. Runners at the corners now, two down, here in the top of the seventh inning. And shortstop Nishioka comes up to the plate. We'll have a pinch runner for Kakiuchi at first base. But I haven't yet heard who he is. Nishioka, switch hitter, batting right this time against the left-handed Misei. Misei The first pitch is bunted up the third base side. Foul. Nishioka trying for a safety bunt. With his speed, he could very well do it. Two outs for the Marines. Nishioka at the plate. The second offering swung on and hit to left field. The ball. No. Cabrera. Shoestring catch in left field. To save a run. Excellent play by Cabrera in left field. The low line drive to left field by Nishioka, caught by Cabrera for the third out of the inning. So the Marines get a runner as far as third base, but still don't get that last hit. Going to the Hawks, lucky seven. SoftBank continues to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Marines, big chance in the top of the seventh, but it's the defense of the Hawks that saves them. Cabrera making a great shoestring catch in left, saving at least one run. Going to the bottom of the seventh, the Hawks will be sending up the bottom of their order, Omura, Torigoe, and Matoba. The pinch runner, who came in for Kakiuchi, was Morozumi, and he'll stay in this game. Setafini still on the mound for the Marines. The first pitch to Omura. Just misses inside, ball one. Omura was bailing out of the pitch. Curveball came awful close. That was Setafini's 100th pitch of the night. The second pitch is lifted to center field and deep. Center fielder Saburo makes the catch well in front of the warning track for out. out number one. So Subito moves to center field this inning. As Otsuka was taken out for the pinch hitter. The first pitch to Torigo is taken for a called strike one. Curveball in there. Torigo has sacrificed left and struck out swinging so far tonight against Serafini. The second pitch is swung on and fell back. Two quick strikes on Torigoe. Serafini has retired 10 batters in a row after giving up a double to Cabrera in the fourth inning. The next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul. Fukuda, having played that ball just foul behind the first base bag. Torigoa swinging late at a very high pitch. Count remains, two strikes, no balls to Torigoa. Next pitch, way up high, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Morozumi, who had pinch run, stays in the game in left field. Benny moves over to right this inning. Change up, misses down low, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The next pitch is swung on and foul back. Torigo is staying alive. Next pitch misses. The count goes full to Torigoe. Serafini has walked just one batter so far tonight. That one batter, Zuleta, leading off the second inning, came around to score. The next pitch, taken up high, ball four. And that's the second base on balls given up by Serafini. And the first base runner for the Hawks in 11 batters. Pitching coach heads out to have a talk with Serafini, who has surpassed 100 pitches. And he takes the ball. Serafini has had it for the night. He comes out of the game after 6 1/3 innings. Giving up 2 runs on 5 hits. Ono comes in to pitch. He'll be facing number 9 batter, Matuma. To start with a runner at first base. So, here in the bottom of the 7th inning, we have ourselves a pitching change. Ono coming in with Torigo at first. Matuma coming up. One out. And I'll be right back after these warm-up pitches.
Thank you.
Ono finishes up his warm-up pitches. We'll return to action here at Fukuoka Dome in Game 5 of Stage 2 of the Pacific League Playoffs. This is for all the marbles. The Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-1. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Tori Goe, runner at first base. Mataba coming up to the plate. Mataba doing a very good job for the Hawks in the absence of Jojima. He's showing bunt with runner at first base and one out. Hawks looking for an insurance run. Takes the first pitch up and inside, ball one. It's pretty reasonable to expect that three runs could very well win this game. Throw over to first base. Tori Goe is back. Ono Shingo, the pitcher for the Marines, second pitcher of the night. And showing bunt, Mataba pulls back and swings and fouls the second pitch off. Attempted buster. Looks up the third base line for his sign again. Now steps in. Mataba has struck out twice so far tonight. Showing bunt again. Takes the pitch low, ball two. Ono looks in for his sign. Mataba showing bunt again. And he busts the ball into the air up the first base side. But it goes foul. Before first baseman Fukuda can reach the ball. Earlier tonight, Arakane with two strikes on him. No, it wasn't Arakane. It was Omura with two strikes on him. Managed to lay down a bunt for a sacrifice, which led to a run. Next pitch is bunted back up, back to the pitcher. Ono fields the ball on a high bound. Throws to first in time for out number two. So the sacrifice with two strikes again is successful for the Hawks. Ono was in there for just one batter. Valentine Kantoku comes out. And we'll have another pitcher. Fujita comes in with a runner at second base and two out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Hawks are leading by a score of 2-1. We'll be right back.
の代わり背番号ゼロ。
Fujita finishes his warm-up pitches here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runner at second base, two down. Ono coming in just to pitch to Matoba. Fujita, the third pitcher of the night, third pitcher of this inning. Serafini pitched six and a third, has given up two runs so far on eight hits. The first batter that Fujita will face is the top of the order in Kawasaki. Kawasaki has a pair of base hits so far tonight. Takes the first pitch. Appeal to first base. Says no, he did not swing. No strikes. One ball. Lefty versus lefty. The second pitch swung on and pulled to the right side. A diving grab by Hayazaka, keeping the ball from going through. Hayazaka up, throws to first in time, and the side is retired. An incredible diving catch by Hayazaka. To save a run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So, great plays end both the top and bottom of the seventh inning. And at the end of seven complete. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I see Shibahara with a bat. Hatsushiba with a bat. And yes, Hatsushiba will be pinch hitting for Hayazaka here to lead off the eighth inning. And he takes the first pitch for strike one. Hatsushiba, Mr. Lotte. Next pitch, taken outside, 1-1. Hatsushiba announcing his retirement at the end of this season. Takes the third pitch, down low for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Hatsushiba was 3-for-19 during the regular season. He grounds the next pitch to the left side. Batista and Kawasaki run into each other on the left side, but Batista is up with the ball, throws to first, and throws the ball away. Kawasaki looks like he might have a hurt leg, as Batista ran him over on the left side. Batista took the ball in front of Kawasaki. Kawasaki coming up behind Batista, running into him. Batista's throw being knocked around by Kawasaki. Threw the ball just a little wide of first base. Hatsushiba safe at first. Okantoku is coming out to have a word with his infielders. He wants to make sure that Kawasaki is all right. Hatsushiba stays in at first base. Kawasaki satisfies Okantoku that he's okay. Resumes his position at short. That'll bring up first baseman Fukuda with runner at first base and nobody out. Fukuda hit a RBI double earlier. First pitch misses high and tight. Ball one. Mise, in his fifth appearance in a row here in stage two, on the mound for the Hawks. Second offering, swung on and fouled off to the third base side. The third offering misses outside ball two. One strike, two balls. The Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-1. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Marines have a runner at first base. Hatsushiba pinch hitting with an infield single to the left side. And the next pitch is grounded through the right side into right for a base hit. Hatsushiba rounds second and then quickly gets back in before the throw from right field back to second base. That's back-to-back singles for the Marines starting off the eighth inning. And Okantoku comes out. I think we're going to have a pitching change here. With Sabato coming up, we've got another pitching change. Hatsushiba almost got himself caught on second base. Mahara comes in to pitch for the Hawks. He's the fourth pitcher of the night. So we'll take a short break. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out for the Marines, trailing by one. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. Both teams pulling out all the stops. This is it. The fifth game of five here in Stage 2 of the Pacific League playoffs. The Marines have runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the top of the eighth, trailing by a score of 2-1. Number 4 batting Sabado comes up to the plate. On second base is Mr. Lotte Hatsushiba. First base, Fukuda. The first pitch, Sabado shows bunt, takes the ball back, takes the bat back, taking ball one. Two to one, Hawks lead. Marines batting in the top of the eighth inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Mahara on the mound. Second pitch, swung on and lifted to the right side. Going back toward right and in foul territory. Second baseman Torigoe makes the catch. That's the third time tonight Sabado has fouled out. And that's the first out of the inning. Runners return to the bases. And that'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Satozaki has been hit by a pitch, fouled out, and flew out to center so far tonight. He had a home run last night. His second home run of this series. Runners at first and second, one out. The first pitch is swung on and hit deep to left field. Left fielder looks up. The ball is off the wall. Hatsushima rounds third, scores. Fukuda from first, rounds third, slides in. The throw, safe. Yakten! The Chibolote Marines. Two-run double off the wall to left by Satozaki. Turn this game around. Take a 3-2 lead. Fukuda scoring all the way from first base. On the line drive, hit off the wall in left. Satozaki couldn't hit it any farther without it being a home run. The Chibolote Marines take a 3-2 lead. That'll bring up Benny. Satozaki, a two-run double here in the top of the eighth inning with one out. Puts the Chibolote Marines on top. That'll bring up left fielder, or right fielder now, Benny. Benny started in left, moved to right when Motozumi came in. The first pitch to Benny is in there for a called strike one. One out, runner at second base. The second offering to Benny misses up high, ball one. 1-1 the count. The whole mood of this game has just transformed. Move from the first base side to the third base side. Next pitch. Swung on and missed by Benny. Strike two. Ball little, high and tight. Lotte Marine fans bouncing in left field. A sea of black as they all wear the visiting black uniforms. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. When Hatsushima came up, they were holding up signs saying, "I believe." And seeing Hatsushima boards. Mr. Lotte, it is so good to see Hatsushima get in the game, get on base, and score. Next pitch, jammed but hit up the middle. Satozaki rounds third, holds up, the throw back to the plate. And where Satozaki is not going, and Benny takes second base. He's sliding in there in front of the throw. A single taking second on the throw. Benny a very heads-up play to put runners at second and third. Center fielder Omada came up throwing home. Satozaki, though, held up. Marines have runners at second and third, one out, looking for an insurance runner, too. That'll bring up Imae, one for three tonight. The first pitch, a pitch out, nothing on. Okantoku thinking maybe the squeeze is on. One out, runners at second and third. A great running by Benny. Single to center, taking second on the throw home. Next pitch, misses up high ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. First base is open. Left-handed Franco on deck. The Marines turning this game around. Satozaki's Gyakuten double. Another pitch out. Ball three. No balls, three strikes. Catcher setting up outside, but down. The next pitch, an unintentional intentional base on balls. Catcher was set up outside, had no intention of coming in with a strike there. That loads the bases for the Chibolote Marines here in the eighth inning. The Marines, like the 1998 Bay Stars, relying on one big inning, and this is it. They've scored two here so far. One out, bases loaded. Designated hitter Franco coming up to the plate. As the clock strikes nine, we've been at it for 3 hours now. The first pitch to Franco catches the inside part of the plate. Strike one. Chibolote Marines turning the game around here in the top of the eighth innings, leading 3-2. Next pitch misses, just a little inside, 1-1 the count. The Marines batting in the top of the eighth inning. Mahara on the mound for the Hawks. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Forkball inside, swung on and missed by Franco. Two strikes, one ball the count. One out, runners, or bases are loaded. The fourth pitch, misses inside, ball two. Mahata throwing everything inside to Franco. Count is now 2-2. Mahata, as the sign comes set. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Franco swings and misses forkball. Striking out for the second time tonight. And Mahata has his first strikeout. That'll bring up Motozumi. Motozumi came in as a pinch runner in the seventh inning, stayed in the game in left field. No, we're having a pinch hitter, Hashimoto. Hashimoto takes first pitch for ball one. Hashimoto pinch hitting for Motozumi. Both managers really wanting this game. Second pitch, straight up in the strike zone, called strike one. 1-1 the count. Bases are loaded. Two down, top of the eighth inning. Lotte, a 3-2 lead. The third pitch to Hashimoto, misses inside, ball two. Mahata looked like he wanted that call. But ball missed just inside. The next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the backstop. Hashimoto kind of reaching for a low pitch, fishing for the ball. Twisting all the way around. 2-2 the count. To pinch hitter Hashimoto with bases loaded, two out here in the top of the eighth inning. Lotte leading 3-2. The 2-2 pitch misses inside, ball three. Full count, bases loaded, two down. Runners will be on the move. Hashimoto or Mahara comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off. Back to the backstop. We'll do it again. Two strikes, three balls. Bases are loaded. Hashimoto at the plate. Mahara comes set. The pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. Right fielder Arakane comes over a few steps and makes the catch for out number three. But not before the Chibolote Marines on a double off the wall to left center by Satozaki score two, turning this ball game around and taking a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. Another exciting game between the Fukuoka Daiei Hawks and Chibolote Marines. The Chibolote Marines, Gyakuten. Two-run double by Satozaki in the top of the eighth inning. Puts the Marines on top by a score of 3-2. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Hawks will be sending up Arakane, Batista, and Matsunaka, numbers 2, 3, and 4. Yabuta comes into pitch for the Chibolote Marines. Fourth pitcher of the night for Chiba. Fujita came in. Pitched to one batter, got the final out of the seventh for the Marines. The Marines six outs away from winning now. They were one out away in game three. The first pitch to Arakane is swung on a miss. Strike one. The second offering in the dirt, taken for ball one, 1-1. Hatsushiba stays in the game, playing third base. The third pitch swung on and hit well to center field. Center fielder Sabado comes over toward right field and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up third baseman Batista. Imae moves over to second base this inning. As second baseman Hayazaka was replaced by Hatsushiba. Batista takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Batista stands up there with a very open stance, almost facing the pitcher directly. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, no balls to Batista. As the pitcher throws the ball, Batista lifts his left leg up, bringing it parallel with the right leg. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Satozaki gives chase, but the ball goes up into the stands and out of play. Matsunaka on deck. Matsunaka finally breaking 0-for-14 streak with an RBI double in the third inning. That scored the Hawks' second run. Hawks' first run came when Torigoes sacrificed Zureta in from third. The next pitch is grounded to third base. Hatsushiba at third, up with the ball. Throws to first in time. Two away. Mr. Lotte in at third base tonight, after pinch hitting for Hayazaka in the eighth. That brings up the Pacific League home run king and RBI king, Matsunaka. One RBI tonight on a double to the corner in left. The first pitch misses down and low in the dirt. Ball one. Yabata pitching from the stretch. Nobody on. Two down here in the top of the eighth. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Satozaki giving chase again. But just before the third base dugout, the ball goes up into the stands. Foul. There's a lot of foul territory here at Fukuoka Dome. On the infield part. Matsunaka at the plate, two down, one and one the count. Third offering, misses up high, ball two. One strike, two balls. Chibolote Marines scoring two in the eighth inning to take a 3-2 lead. Next pitch, fork ball. Matsunaka starts to swing and fouls the ball off. Evening the count at 2-2. Check swings foul ball, evening the count at 2-2. Yabuta on the mound, fourth pitcher for the Marines tonight. The 2-2 pitch, fork ball taken. Low and inside for ball three, full count now to Matsunaka. Yabuta comes set. The Shobu pitch misses low and away, ball four. You can't say Matsunaka doesn't have a good eye. He draws his fourth base on balls of the series. That'll bring up Zureta. When Matsunaka has been walked, Zureta has come through this series. In game three, one out away from a victory, Kobayashi walked Matsunaka to load the bases, and then unintentionally walked Zureta to tie the ball game. First pitch is in the dirt. The ball comes back toward the pitcher's mound. Matsunaka takes off for second. And on the wild pitch, Matsunaka takes second. Dives into second base just ahead of the throw. Matsunaka, not a very fast runner, but head in the game. Felt he could make it. Went for it. And the tying run is now at second base with Zureta at the plate. Two down. The second pitch misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Zureta. Cabrera on deck. Cabrera has two doubles so far tonight. Zureta, 0-2 with the base on balls. And Yabuta steps off the mound. The pressure is mounting. Kantoku in the first base dugout, pacing back and forth. Valentine Kantoku in the third base dugout, sitting down. The third pitch misses high and inside, ball three. If it weren't Cabrera next, they'd say, just walk him. No strikes, three balls to Zuleta, whose two home runs yesterday accounted for all three Hawk runs in their victory. Next pitch, high and away, and intentional. Base on balls. The infield meets at the pincher's mound. And Inoue, pitching coach, heads out. Yabuta says, hi. And with that, pitching coach returns to the dugout, and Kantoku comes out. He's putting in a pinch runner. Homa for Zuleta. That's the go-ahead run at first base. Matsunaka at second, Homa at first. Two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Hawks down by one now. Cabrera takes first pitch outside for ball one. Yabuta, control problems here in the eighth inning. After getting the first two batters fairly easily, he's given up back-to-back walks to Matsunaka and Zuleta. Second pitch, in there for a called strike one. Cabrera waiting for a strike. Cabrera at the plate, two down, runners at first and second, bottom of the eighth inning, and Cabrera steps out, gets tired of waiting. Cabrera had home runs in games 1 and 2 after only hitting 8 home runs during the regular season. The 1-1 pitch by Yabuta, in the dirt, outside, ball two, one strike, two balls. The Hawks are not fooled by these bad pitches. Marine Cubs trying to hold on to a one-run lead here in the top bottom of the eighth inning. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back. 2-2, 146 kilometers per hour pitch. Cabrera swinging just a little late on it. Two and two the count. Yabata looks in. Come set. The fifth offering just misses low on the outside part of the plate. Ball three, full count to Cabrera. Yabata, out of pitches. Full count to Cabrera, runners at first and second, two down. Lote leading by one. Yabata comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and hit to right field, but right to Benny, who comes over toward the line to make the catch for out number three. A low line drive to right field. Benny had a short run to get to the ball, but he got it. And the side is retired. So the Hawks threaten with a pair of base on balls here in the bottom of the eighth inning, but come up scoreless. Going to the ninth, the Chibolote Marines hold on to a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Another Doki Doki game. The Chibolote Marines come from behind in the eighth inning to take a 3-2 lead. We're going to the ninth. Chibolote Marines with the top of their order, Nishioka, Hatsushiba, and Fukuda. Mahara still on the mound for the Hawks. His first pitch to Nishioka, showing bunt but taking high and away for ball one. Miyagi comes in to play right field. The next pitch is lifted to right field, but right to Miyagi in right for out number one. Miyagi comes in place of Homa, who pinch hit for Zudeta. The first pitch to Hatsushima misses inside for ball one. Hatsushima came in as a pinch hitter to lead off the eighth inning. Singled to the left side, where Batista and Kawasaki kind of collided. Next offering misses ball two. The throw to first by Batista, being knocked a little off balance, was wide, but it wasn't in time anyway. Scored an infield base hit. The third offering swung on and lifted to right, deep to right, going back and jumping in right field just in front of the warning track is Miyagi to make the catch for out number two. So Hatsushima sends the ball to the warning track in right. And it's a nice play by Miyagi to take the ball in. Two away. Hatsushima retiring after this season. Mr. Lotte. That'll bring up Fukuda, who takes first pitch for a called strike one. Fukuda, 2-for-3 tonight, and a hit by a pitch. Takes the next pitch for a called strike two. Two quick strikes on Fukuda. In the sixth inning, Fukuda had a timely double to center. Next pitch, forkball dropping, swung on a miss, strike three. And the Marines go down in order for the first time since the second inning. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Hawks are down to their last three outs. At the end of 8.5, it's the Chibolote Marines leading by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Chibolote Marines, it's closer Kobayashi Masahide. Kobayashi, four saves in a row in postseason, stage one in the first two games of stage two. Then that fateful ninth inning in game three with a 4-0 lead. An error by Kobayashi himself. A walking in of the tying run cost the Marines dearly. The Hawks winning that one, then taking game four last night. Brings us to tonight, game five. We've got yet another one-run ball game going to the ninth inning. Actually, I think maybe Kobayashi throws better under pressure. We'll see how he does. The Pacific League Fireman Award winner, Save King of 2005. The Hawks will be sending up numbers 7, 8, and 9, Omura, Torigoe, and Matoba. I expect to see a few pinch hitters this inning. But not for Omura. The left-handed Omura steps into the batter's box. He has struck out, sacrificed, and flown out to center so far tonight. Kobayashi, first pitch. Omura squares to bunt, takes the pitch for a called strike one. Kobayashi's second offering just misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kobayashi looks in. Has a sign. The third offering. Swung on a miss. Strike two. Kobayashi looking good tonight. The fourth offering in the dirt. 2-2. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hawks trail by 1-3-2. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt, ball three. Full count now to Omura. Walks come back to haunt you. Please, Kobayashi, settle down. Throw a strike. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Oh, continues his pacing in the first base dugout. While Valentine Kontoku sits on a bench chewing sunflower seeds. Kobayashi Masahide. Next pitch, misses, ball four. Omura puts his arm up in the air as though defeating Kobayashi here. That'll bring up second baseman Tori Goe. Okantoku's still not going to the bench. He believes in his starting lineup. Runner at first base. The tying run at first. The winning run at the plate. Tori Goe has flown out to left, struck out, and drawn a base on balls. He squares to bunt. Bunts the ball up in the air. Satozaki dives for the ball going back to the back screen, but the ball bounces in foul. A great try by Satozaki. The ball just out of reach of his dive. Kobayashi comes set. The next pitch, bunted back up, back toward the pitcher. The sacrifice bunt is successful. Omura moves to second base. And we have Shibahara coming in to pinch hit for catcher Matoba. One out, runner at second base. Shibahara, 4 for 13 here in Stage 2. Kobayashi comes set. The first pitch, in there for a called strike one. Kobayashi comes set. The 1-0 pitch swung on and hit to the right side. Second baseman. Gee, who's in a second now? Horie makes a sliding grab on a low fly ball in front of the first second base baseline for out number two. Omura has to hold at second base. Hatsushiba comes over, has a short word with Kobayashi, goes back to third base, and that brings up Kawasaki. Kawasaki is 2 for 2 tonight. Or 2 for 4 tonight, rather. A pair of singles. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Of course, it was Game 3 where Kawasaki hit the game winner in the 10th inning. Next pitch. Swung on and lifted to left center. Left fielder comes over, makes the catch. The Chibolote Marines win the Pacific League 2005. This is their fifth league championship, first one in 31 years. Chibolote Marines win this one by a score of 3-2. It took 3 hours and 46 minutes to do it. But the Chibolote Marines come from behind to take Game 5. Totals on the night, the Chibolote Marines, 3 runs on 12 hits. They committed 1 error. The SoftBank Hawks, 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors. To review the scoring of the game, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks scored first in the second inning. Zuleta drew a base on balls. Cabrera followed with a double to the corner and left. After Omura struck out, Torigoe sacrificed to left field for the first run. And Valentine Kantoku is thrown in the air. Once, twice, 3 times. With a 1-run lead in the bottom of the 3rd inning, Kawasaki led off the inning with a single to center. He was sacrificed to second by Arakane. After Batista struck out, Matsunaka came through with his first hit of the series. There in his 18th plate appearance. It was a double to the corner and left, driving in Kawasaki from second. That put the Hawks up 2-0. The Chibolote Marines in the 6th inning had a leadoff single by Nishioka. He stole second. And was driven home when Fukuda doubled to right center. That cut the lead to 2-1. Then the 8th inning happened. This was the Marines' big inning. The Marines have all season long had that one key inning, and it was the 8th tonight. Hatsushiba, Mr. Lotte, led off the inning, grounding the ball to the left side. Zureta fielded the ball just in front of Kawasaki. The two collided a bit. Hatsushiba reached first safely ahead of the throw, which was a little wide, for an infield single. Fukuda then singled to right, putting runners at first and second with nobody out. After Sabato fouled out, it was Sato Zaki again. Home runs in 2 of these games. Here, he doubled off the wall in left center, scoring Hatsushiba from second and Fukuda from third base. That put the Marines up 3-2, and their pitching managed to hold out tonight. The Chibolote Marines take Game 5, 3-2, and advance to the Nippon Series to take on the Hanshin Tigers starting next Saturday, October 22nd, 23rd, at Chiba Marine Stadium. The 25th, 26th, and 27th will be at Koshien, then 29th and 30th, Saturday and Sunday, will be at Chiba Marine Stadium if necessary. Congratulations to the Chibolote Marines. I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight, live or via MP3. I encourage you to share the MP3s with your friends, post them to peer-to-peer networks, whatever you like to do with them. This has been one exciting playoff series. You just didn't know who was going to win all the way to the final out. So, Until the Japan series, this is Michael Westbay signing off. Take care.